We're back on Steel Belted Radio. My name is Jeff Robson, here till 8 o'clock. Thanks for being here. We are pre-recorded tonight. Couldn't make it live down to the station because of a show at the Sunset Saloon. There's still time to get down here. Come on. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about the Trout Forest Music Festival, and there's all kinds of great people playing out there. You should check it out, troutfest.com. We already talked about the 24th Street Wailers, the Small Glories, Washboard Hank is out there, Oh Susanna, Scarlet Jane, of course, Jim Bryson, Slow Leaves we talked about, William Prince, The Young Novelists, Jenny Tai, Jess Reimer, Jory Nash, Kim Beggs, Leaf Rapids, all kinds of great stuff going out there. But one of the more interesting names on the bill is Jane Sibbery. Now, Jane Sibbery, I got to be honest with you, I didn't know a whole lot about Jane Sibbery for a long time. I knew that she had that song Mimi on the Beach, which I always thought was kind of weird and annoying, to be perfectly honest with you. But then I became a huge fan of the Rio Statics, and her connection to the Rio Statics, there are a couple. Number one, first of all, she was a very formative influence, especially on Martin Tielli, who picked up an album of hers, and it kind of blew his mind and changed the way he looked at performance. She's pretty arty and out there, too, so it seemed perfectly logical. But then in 1992, for some reason... well, Jane was supposed to play the Hillside Festival in Guelph, and so were the Rio Statics, and somehow the idea came together that maybe they should play together, and so they did, and well, it sounds like it was a big disaster. Dave Clark, drummer for the Rio Statics at the time, said, "We tried our best of our abilities to do that, and I still deeply respect her songwriting to this day, but it was an unpleasant experience, to put it lightly." And then Sibbery said, "It was just an interesting thing. Some kooky things happened, and I don't really know what to make of them still. They're a pretty emotional band. Musically, they're in a different world." And she paused and then added, "It's a different degree of refinement." Refinement. Anyways, that's a passage from the great book, Have Not Been the Same. And, well, how about we play this? This is a cover. The Rio Statics covering Jane Sibbery. And this is what got me interested. And you can check out Jane this weekend at the Trout Forest. And if you're real lucky, you might be able to see her at a house concert at the Studium on Monday and Tuesday. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Is it lasting? And in asking, this fear becomes a line, a dotted line, and to follow it you must make a jump each time. A dotted page, a dotted hillside, a blast of dots, a blind leader, a flock of sheep, or a blast of drumbeat shots. All we have here is sky. All the sky is blue. All the blue is one more color now. To measure the towers, invisible sway inside the moving sky. The call to the swan song that softly lies there is loudly, yes. Die. The same as the vendor who likes to sing as loudly as he can. All he says is, it suits me fine, that's the way I am.
Here, all we have here is sky. The sky is blue. All that blue is it is sky. All the sky is sky blue. All the blue is it's one more color. One more color. One more color now. And these are the reasons, just like the season, they turn and they fly. The heartless beast needs the ghostless land in the speckless sky. The speckless sky. The speckless sky. I hear you.
This conversation, where it's fragment and form, into blue shadow by a white baked through shimmering spaces, single thrush call. A song when it's over.
There's no song at all.
And you know I long to feel that sail leaping in the wind. And you know I long to see what lies beyond that rim. Oh, oh, ever. And flickering kids play. Crossword and southward, it's a fine summer day. Translucent lifespan evaporates away. Two beat on the cool grass in a cyclic ballet. You know why? Long to feel that sail leaping in the wind. Oh, and you know I long to see what lies beyond that rim. Oh, oh, ever new lover and friend. Sing.
have to clear your table, so I wipe it. It's right to keep it clean, so I clean. Is it clean? Do you clean? Yes, I clean it. I have to empty ashtrays. I empty them. It's right to keep them clean, so I clean. Is it clean? I'm the queen of the clean.
Calling all angels.
Those are Winnipeg's own the Wailin' Jennies there with their cover of Jane Siberry's Calling All Angels, one that Nikki's been playing and been a fan of for a long time. Good one at that. Maybe we'll hear that one at the Trout Forest or at the Stew Dome coming up. Jane Siberry coming back to town. Before that, we heard Jane herself with a song called The Waitress, quirky little thing of hers. We heard her along with Martin Tielli of the Rio Statics doing a version of Bruce Coburn's A Long Time Love Song from the Kick at the Darkness compilation from the early 90s. And yeah, it makes sense for her and Martin to get along, that's for sure. But, but it doesn't sound like her and the other guys got along so much. Actually, it was mostly just the two Daves, Dave Bedini and Dave Clark, who I guess didn't get along with her at all. But they still liked that song. We heard their version of One More Color there from that. And, you know, you can head on out to the Trout Forest Music Festival this year, or you can try your luck and see if you'll have any luck at the Stew Dome if you're not on the list already for these shows on Monday or Tuesday. Coming up this weekend, though, one of Jane's old pals, someone she recorded with at one point, will be back as one of the big headliners of this year's Interstellar Rodeo. It's unfair that it's the same weekend as the Trout Forest, but you know, so long as you get out to one of these festivals, I think you'll do all right. We are referring to K.D. Lang, who one of the big coups of the Interstellar Rodeo is landing the big trio of Nico Case, K.D. Lang, and Laura Veers. That'll be pretty cool, I would think. Why don't we hear something from K.D. Lang? Well, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe a couple of other Interstellar performers coming up this weekend at the Forks. You're listening to Steel Belt the Radio.
Thank you. get drunk and let's pretend we are not slaves to anything or anyone who tells us how to be. We're simply witness to the war, participating on the living room floor and eating up our television dreams. I hope to God you haven't seen the last part of The Best of Me, or tell me this is gonna be alright.
I've been on the road one day too long. Can't hear the record for another. reverberations of a reverie. The false certificate of birth. Vaccination for your curse. Maybe the drugs don't work. The watercolors of your memory. Saw salutations to the murk. A sentimental.
Wintersleep there with the title track to their to my favorite record of theirs, New Inheritors. I sure did like that one. Everything since then, not quite as much. It's a great record though. We heard White Horse in there from their first little EP. We heard Emerald Isle, still like that one. We heard Serena Ryder in there, Blown Like the Wind at Night from her fine record, Is It Okay? And KD Lang and the Sis Boom Bang from the album Sing It Loud. Perfect Word. That's just such a wonderful song, and I'm sure it'll be a wonderful show out at the what's it called, the Interstellar Rodeo at the Forks, starting Friday night going through to Sunday night. It was such a great festival last year. It hurts me to be missing it, and I just couldn't believe how many things I've complained about at other festivals over the years that they fixed like their first year out. It's so good. So if you end up there, I'm sure you'll have a great time. Also on the bill, Wilco, Nathaniel Rateliff. I'm sure that'll be great. Margo Price, everybody's talking about her. Lee Fields, always wanted to see that guy. The Skydiggers, we talked to Josh last week. You can check out the podcast at telltheband2gohome.com. Sam Outlaw, Henry Wagons, N.Q. Arbuckle, Del Barber's going to be out there for a few songs, and Joe Nolan as well. So lots of good stuff there. Now, I have to mention, of course, one more big show coming up Monday night here in Winnipeg. It's the return of a legendary singer-songwriter. I don't know how it's worked out, but it just so happened that years ago, managed to take daughter Alicia out to see her very first big rock show to see this guy. Then a few years later, young son Carter got to go see this guy in concert. And now, finally, this year is the turn for the young man dancing around over to my right, young Jeremy, to go see. Who are we going to see, Jeremy?
Weird Al.
You're going to see Weird Al? Are you excited? Yeah, me too. All right, it's at the Big Walker Theater on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. How about something from Weird Al? And then another weird dude who's doing a show on Wednesday at lunch, Earl Pal Jackson Haldane. You can go check that out for free. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
We've been together for so very long, but now things are changing. Oh, I wonder what's wrong. Seems you don't want me around. The passion is gone and the flames died down. I guess I lost a little bit of self-esteem. That time that you made it with the whole hockey team. You used to think I was nice. Now you tell all your friends that I'm the Antichrist. Oh, why did you disconnect the brakes on my car? That kind of thing is hard to ignore. Got a funny feeling you don't love me anymore. I knew that we were having problems when you put those piranhas in my bathtub again. You're still the light of my life. Oh, darling, I'm begging, won't you put down that knife? You know I even think it's kinda cute the way you poison my coffee just a little each day. I still remember the way that you laughed when you pushed me down the elevator shaft. Oh, if you don't mind me asking, what's this poisonous cobra doing in my underwear drawer? Sometimes I get to thinking you don't love me anymore. You slammed my face down on the barbecue grill. Now my scars are all healing, but my heart never will. You set my house on fire. You pulled out my chest hairs with an old pair of pliers. Oh, you think I'm ugly and you say I'm cheap. You shaved off my eyebrows while I was asleep. You drilled a hole in my head. Then you dumped me in a drainage ditch and left me for dead. Oh, you know this really isn't like you at all. You never acted this way before. Honey, something tells me you don't love me anymore. Oh, no, no. Got a funny feeling
this is Jackson Haldane, and you're listening to Steel Belts and Free Range Radio.
Okay, well, okay. I'm just kidding. Hi, this is Jackson Haldane from the Derangers, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio.
I got hit by a 4x4 counting change on the way to the corner store. I know I should have been looking up, but he's the one driving a pickup truck. I was only going to buy some smokes. Now I think both my arms are broke, and the scene's not good, I will admit, but this sure is going to make it easy to quit. Smoking, that is. I mean, everybody knows there's nothing worse than nicotine-stained casts. Well, the neighbors gaped and gasped and gawked. The gangster kids thought that shit rocked, but only one boy even left his yard just to ask me if I meant to get hit that hard. When all were sure I hadn't died, they grabbed their beers, went back inside, and I was all alone on Beverly Street trying to get back up on mangled feet. My house was about two doors away. I could have made it with a little help. Yeah, but that's my neighborhood. Come visit sometime. Bring a crowbar. Well, I could go call an ambulance, but bones protruding from my pants. That's right, I think it's my shin bone, so I'm not walking to find the phone. The cops, they showed up well after one, but not about no hit and run. They wanted to know if I'd seen that whore, the one that lives at 324. I'm not trying to be crass, that's what they called it. Hell, that's what she calls herself. I mean, that's what she does. Lets men have sex with her for money, and she don't make no bones about it. No pun intended.
With ball head. way.
But if I had to guess, I'd say she's out there somewhere in her Sunday dress, sitting on the porch with a faraway smile. She likes to laugh and she loves to sing. She don't get too fussed about anything. With hair that shines and legs that go for miles, something maybe, a theoretical lady. She's my hypothetical girl. She'll move to the city to go to school. She's gonna be out looking pretty, see me playing the fool through a crack in the crowd. I'm gonna catch her eye. I'm gonna know her face right straight away, 'cause in the middle of the night I seen her clear as day. When I woke, well, you know I nearly cried, 'cause she's my sweet something maybe, a theoretical lady.
There's Red Moon Road talking about their hypothetical girl. They're from the self-titled debut. And Red Moon Road will be going head-to-head, a battle, against Jackson Haldane on Wednesday for the noon hour lunchtime concert supremacy. This is it's not that often that you get one of these conflicts at one of these noon hour things. Happens every once in a while, and it's super annoying. This is a tough one, because I'd love to go to both. Red Moon Road, you can catch them on Provence on Wednesday, and Jackson Haldane, you can catch him at the Stupid Cube on Wednesday. From Jackson, we heard a song called Bald Headed Sally. He's got a brand new record, which he will release at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club on the 26th. Two shows, but I imagine we're getting a little bit of a preview on Wednesday. We also heard something called Talking Hit and Run Blues from his Down in Oklahoma solo record. And we heard Weird Al in there. He's coming to town on Monday. I love that guy. You Don't Love Me Anymore. And Well, we'll go out with one more. Here's a guy who I've always wanted to see live. I don't think he's ever come to Winnipeg, but he does come fairly close by every once in a while. I just think he's great, and the more I listen to him, the more I love him. His name's Scott H. Byram, and he's playing in Fargo on Thursday, next Thursday, a week from tonight. But he's the opening act, and he's opening for a band called the Texas... what are they called? The Texas Hillbilly Texas Hippie Coalition. And I looked them up today, and I don't get it. I don't get it at all. So do I really want to go all the way to Fargo just to see this guy for 45 minutes and then leave the show? I don't know. I kind of might. I've blown it on all kinds of Fargo shows this summer. Maybe this is my time. I don't know. We'll see. We'll leave you with this and encourage you to check out steelbeltedradio.com. Tell the band to go home.com for the podcasts and such. Join us on Sunday for Tell the Band to Go Home, 2 to 4 p.m. And next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio will return. Here's Scott H. Byram taking us out.
Walking through the woods as a child, come up on some pages on an old brush pile, torn up pictures of some people getting wild, wondering why it stayed with me so long. On a train shooting through the lonely night, trying to get home, baby, for broad daylight. I'm just sitting back sipping on some day-old wine, slow and easy one more time. Slow and easy one more time. No more peaceful than I was when I was wild. Slow and easy, gotta get that same old high. Slow and easy. Slow and easy one more time. I've been accused of so many things. Only a few, baby, can I be blamed. Meet so many people with so many goddamn names. Please forgive me, I'm insane. Walk through the garden with my black thumb. Plenty of rain this year, but hardly any sun. Tangled up in my old mess of weeds and vines. That's all right, have another sip of wine. Slow and easy one more time. No more graceful than I was when I was a child. Slow and easy, gotta get that same old high. Slow and easy. Slow and easy one more time. Sometimes I'm crying late at night, I can't make it by myself. And you ain't never gonna hear me say I won't hit that long old road, no, no. But baby, don't you hear me when I'm crying? Don't put my love back on your shelf, no, no. And I hope you feel it in your heart when I tell you, oh baby, come back home. Oh, baby, take me home. On a train shooting through the lonely night, trying to get home, baby, for broad daylight. I'm just sitting back, sipping on some day-old wine. Slow and easy one more time. Slow and easy one more time. No more peaceful than I was when I was wild.
Slow and easy, gotta get that same old high. Slow and easy, slow and easy, one more time.